Welcome to the Panzer Talk, where we talk about events that happen in history, and some events you probably didn't know about, but now you know. And if you already know about history already, I mean, good on you. But hey, it doesn't hurt to listen from a different perspective. On this week's podcast, we are going to be talking about an event that happened during World War I and on the Eastern Front that became known as the Attack of the Dead Men. World War I was a time when people were rushing to make weapons to achieve ultimate victory for their own country. There were tanks, there were new guns being made, and artillery, and trench warfare became a new way to wage war against one another. See, this battle took place at Auschwitz. Auschwitz fortress was built in the late 19th century on a strategic hotspot near the river Bierzy in what is now Poland, but back then was part of the Russian Empire. It was about 50 kilometers away from Eastern Prussia, along the important railway line from Bielsk to Konigsberg, which conveniently ran straight through the fortress. This was quite a headache for German High Command during the Great War. This close to the German border and effectively controlling one of the few railway lines through all the bogs and marshes in the area, the fortress had to be either taken or destroyed. Otherwise, it would prevent any advance into North Poland. In fact, the Germans had tried to take the fortress back in September 1914, and again in 1915, where the second attack had severely damaged much of the fortress defenses through heavy bombing. But the main defensive ring had nonetheless held long enough for the Russian counterattacks to force the attackers to break off. But by the summer of 1915, the Kaiser's army was determined to try again. That summer, August von Mackensen's Gorlitz-Tarnow offensive after much of the Russian forces on the Eastern Front off balance. And German and Austro-Hungarian forces advanced on a wide front eastwards. Seeing their chance, German High Command wanted to also take Poland in a frontal attack and ordered General Field Marshal Paul von Hindenburg on the offensive. Auschwitz fortress was an important prize taken from the weakened Russian army. So 12 German infantry battalions, accompanied by 30 artillery pieces, set their sights on Auschwitz. The core of the Russian defenders under General Lieutenant Brozhevsky's command was made up around 500 men from the 226th Infantry Regiment Zivlyansky, supported by several hundred militias. They dug in several lines of defenses and redoubts, trying to give the German artillery as small a target as possible. But once the assault commenced, much of the fortress's walls, barracks, and towers began to crack under the heavy German siege artillery. But artillery alone wouldn't take the fortress. They still needed infantry for that job, and the Russians had enough machine guns to defensive works to make that very difficult and very costly. The Germans, though, brought a new weapon that was extremely dangerous, and that was gas. Gas warfare was pretty new. In 1914, the French had used tear gas. In early 1915, the Germans first used poison gas at Bolimov, though that failed. Since then, however, it had devastatingly affected the unprepared and ill-equipped Russian soldiers, who died horrible deaths in the deadly clouds of gas. With that gas mask to protect themselves, the defenders of Auschwitz were expected to suffer the same fate. So on August 6, the winds were favorable and then unleashed their weapon. See, this gas was made out of a mixture of chlorine and bromine. While the bromine acted as a respiratory irritant, the chlorine attacked the lungs and chemically burning them. The chlorine attached itself moisture in the air, turn it into hydrochloric acid, which embed into membranes in the flesh of the lungs, aggressively dissolving the soft tissue. The Russian soldiers were literally choking on their own blood, as every breath they took destroyed their lungs. Unable to breathe, they died in agony, coughing out bloody lumps in their own lungs. But it was only the lungs that had suffered. So as the acid attacked the soft tissues of the eyes and nose, burning them chemically as well, and the soldiers burned from the inside out. Many died within the first few minutes. And you might be thinking, like, they didn't have gas masks. Well, at the time, they didn't have gas masks. They had to use wet rags from either water or urine. So, as the Germans waited for the gas to clear up and everything, they advanced. And they weren't expecting survivors. I mean, who to expect survivors from that attack? Well, if they were so survived, well, I mean, they were usually taken as prisoners. But when the German soldiers was at the trench, they didn't expect any resistance. Heavy artillery rained down on them, and they were torn apart by the machine guns. They were caught off guard because they didn't know who was shooting at first. And so they came to rush to the trench, but they stopped dead in their tracks. They saw was the Russian soldiers rise out of the trenches, bloody in a mess. They were crawling and walking, zombie-like, and caught in agony. And they were coughing out their own blood, but that didn't stop them from shooting the Germans. The Germans were cheering in fear as the Russians continued to shoot at them, ultimately becoming a Russian victory in a battle that became known as the Attack of the Dead Men. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This is Wombly, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode.